Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! Well, until he gets off his ass and calls in.
I had questions for you, man.
I know, I did too.
So oh, hang on. Hang on.
If this ain't him.
I'll kiss your ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
401 area code, Paige. Where's that? Do you know?
401?
Sweet.
Without using Sweet. Google, do you know?
Tennessee, maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I may be wrong.
Oh, it is him. I think Fatboy does this sometimes, too, just to make it very climactic.
I ain't kissing your ass now, buddy.
Well, no, you'll do something ready. Else.
Right on.
He is ready.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
I'll tell you what, better than I deserve.
I'll tell you what, I thought you were standing us up.
Got a little nervous.
Nah, man. I was in the kid drop-off line, and I was like, yeah, it's probably not a good time to take this call.
You're not talking about the bathroom, are you? No, I know what you're talking about.
So, first off,
questions here. One, how did you find our show in Florida?
Yep.
Well, I have the Odyssey app, so I get to listen to whoever I want.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. And there was not really many choices down
well,
here in
Gainesville. That's not a good answer. Oh, okay. So out of the choices that are available, like what shows do you have locally in your town?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
See if we know
locally, so the local channels are part of, what is it, Mark Radio Station?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like the umbrella company, but there's a rock channel called Rocket 100.5.
Yeah. Do you know any of the shows on there?
I know the morning show, but that's about it.
Yeah. What are they? What is their name?
It's a woman. Her name's Harley.
Oh.
Harley Rocks.
Harley Rocks.
Well, I like that. That's nice.
Very nice. Okay, so you're 47 and you have four kids. The one question I did have, I don't know if you caught this or not, but you know, being single, is mom around at all?
Mom's in prison.
Oh,
oh
no.
My goodness!
Can you say
so?
Mom?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in like 2019, mom. Kind of lost her crap, lost her shit. I don't know, can I swear?
Oh, no.
Nope. Hold on one
okay,
second.
Okay, so lost her crap.
Yeah.
And she got diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, right? Mm. So mom started hearing stuff, started kind of going off the deep end. She started doing some crazy stuff.
What sent her to jail, if I may ask?
Yeah, so in one of her episodes, she got sent to a state facility up in northern Florida, and she started attacking the workers there, which are state workers.
Yeah.
And when you attack a state worker, that's a felony.
Yeah.
So they hit her with a couple felonies. They put her in a county jail for a bit. She was there for about a year. She got out. She was on probation, and she tried kidnapping my kids from the bus stop.
Jesus Christ!
So I was going to ask you: is she the mother of all four kids?
She is. Yes. Okay. Yes. She is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So she tried kidnapping two of my kids from the bus stop, and fortunately, one of my best friends, was there picking up her kids. And she called me and she was like, "Listen, dude, you got to get down here because, you know, she's here trying to take your kids." So I called the police. They picked her up. They hit her with violation of probation, attempted kidnapping against court order. So now she's in a state prison, Florida State Prison. Now, I believe until mid to late 2027.
Jesus. Oh. So are you, so you're officially divorced?
Believe it or not, June 3rd is my court date. It's been over 2 years. The court date has been going, the court trial has been going on. But June 3rd, you know, next week, is the end-all, be-all to it all. So I'll see how it all plays out, you know. And
right.
That's good. Okay.
So when you guys put me on hold, I heard what you guys said. One of the people texted in and said he shouldn't be dating right now, right? Now, what everyone needs to understand is I've been by myself since halfway through 23. So I've been, I haven't been on a date in over 2 years.
Prior to dating this girl so, that's now possibly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I took a long, hard look at life thinking, am I going to do this again, man? Am I going to jump back in and date somebody or did, you know.
Did I have
all the fun that I had with this one, just say, you know, screw it and just raise four kids and do it. But, yeah, man gets lonely, you know?
I didn't. Obviously, I didn't know this before, but I didn't know if you were trying to avoid a situation with your, you know, the mom getting out of jail and then trying to come back or and trying to keep somebody away.
No. So, the kids... The kids really, this is what's heartbreaking about it is my youngest, like she said something the other day. She was like, I don't even have any good memories with her. Like, you don't want to call her mom with her. Right. You know what I mean? Like some of the stuff that she put these kids through, I mean, she has an illness. Yeah. You know, I try to take that into account. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
That, you know, it's an illness that made her do all this whacked out stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's my kids that she tried doing it to. So I got a kind of, you know, hard on her over it. You know what I mean? So the kids really don't want nothing to do with her. And, you know, they got to a point where, especially my daughters, you know, they're like, Dad, you got to get out there, man. My daughter made a Facebook dating app for me.
Oh, okay. So the kids are like, all right, Dad, you need to. Okay. So that's cool. A good sign right there. Because they're old enough to notice everything. They don't need a replacement mom, but they need a stability from their dad and honesty. And you're giving that to them. So that's good.
I'm doing the best I can.
Now, the right woman would also respect that and realize that, you know, your kids come first.
Right.
Amen, brother.
And that's where, so with this girl that you know, how long did you date her before you ended up in the sack, as you said?
Oh, geez, we dated so.
Oh, a little gassy this morning.
I don't know, maybe 2 months.
Okay,
that's enough time to.
Yeah, and
yeah,
and,
I mean, so I said, a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah,
you know,
and then you. After you slept together or whatever, did you continue to go out or was this kind of because, you know, I said this before we got you on. I was like, what if he ghosted her and now she's showing up at his house?
Yeah, like she was mad.
No, okay. I did not ghost her. You know, we continued to talk, you know, I'm trying to think of, there was one particular thing that happened that kind of led up to an argument.
What's that?
And it was she was asking me something about you know what I want to do with the rest of my life, you know, asking me like deep questions like that, which I don't really want to talk about that crap with her at this point, you know. And she's asking me all these deep questions and she's like, you know, what are you gonna do with the rest of your life, and you know, don't you want to try to do this or do that? And I'm like, yeah, not really, you know, I'm kind of happy with my job and I'm kind of happy where I am with my kids, and you know, I'm comfortable, this is good, this is a good life, it's a good life for us,
right?
And then I kind of gave her some pushback on it. Be like, yeah, you know, why don't you just chill out with that kind of talk? And then she hit me with, don't treat me like your ex-wife.
Oh.
And I said, what? And she's like, I am not your ex-wife. And I said, and I just kind of took a deep breath, kind of looked the other way. And I said, and this was in my house at the time. And I said, I'm going to ask you to leave. I said, I'm gonna politely say thank you for the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to leave. She got all flustered. She got, you know, grabbing her stuff, slamming, not slamming things, but, you know, roughly grabbing her stuff.
Right.
And she makes her way to the door and then she leaves.
So did your kids meet her ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My kids.
Did they like her?
Yeah. My kids. I mean, they didn't hate her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does she have kids herself?
No.
She has grown kids.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it sounded okay. So she cannot, but her kids are already, she's an empty nester. Kids are already full grown.
Yeah. She had kids early. I had kids late.
I got you. Okay.
My first wasn't born until I was 30.
Damn.
Yeah.
So your kids are behind this, so that's not a worry here. You just you found one here that and I was going to ask you too, like, how early on did you tell this lady about your situation with the ex-wife? Like, pretty early on?
I didn't tell her until about almost a month in.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Which, I mean, you shouldn't have to divulge that immediately. You don't know where it's going to go.
No, I mean, honestly, it's none of her damn business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't ever apologize for being a dad, obviously. And I would think that a lot of women, it would be refreshing to see a man put his kids first, you know? Like,
well, yeah.
I think that's kind of a refreshing thing.
You're a provider. You got to take care of your family.
Yeah.
Secondly.
I made it very clear from the start. I said, listen. I said, there will never be, I said this right to her. I said, there will never be a time where I am going to side with you over my kids. There will never be that. And I said, and there is going to be multiple times, probably in the near future, where I, number one, I'm going to let you down. Number two, I'm going to disappoint you. And number three, I'm probably going to piss you off. I said, because that's just the way that I am when it comes to putting my children first.
Right.
And I said, if you can live with that, you know, we can move forward. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get it. You know? Hmm. I made it very clear. I'm as transparent as they come.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best you son of audio. A bitch.
It's like America's Funniest Home Videos, except we're on the radio, and that's that.
Well, we could post, I guess, so you could see it that way, but
well,
you just have to call off the audio.
Yes, and that's the way it works on the show. If you have a good video that. And that's I was telling Fatboy a couple of these I'd find them and I have some collaborators on a couple of these that I need to say thank you to. But
oh, I got one of those later too.
I will listen to it. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it and then I will listen to it with my eyes closed. And I'm like, does it give me the same reaction? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good idea because you are in radio.
Well, I was driving, though, is when I was doing this, and I ended up on the side of 29 Woodhampton. No, I never prep for the show. But if if you got a video that made you laugh in public like a freaking idiot, we want to see it. We want to listen to it. You can DM or tag us. Fatboy is at Fatboy933. That is Fat with an F, Boy with a B, 933.
That's it. And Mattman is at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Matthew. All right.
It's like his dad used to call him.
Paige, you're involved in one of these. Not your voice, but a question that I'll need to ask you. But in this first one, mm-hmm. Do you remember the Montel Williams show?
Mm-hmm.
Montel Williams show. It's like Springer Light. You know, it'd get controversial on there.
He used to date Kamala.
Yes, he did.
Just around the same time.
I'm glad you mentioned that. With it being radio, I have to point out a couple things here. Montel, he's still alive, is a black guy.
I think No, I don't know if he is.
I was thinking he had MS or something, right? Check that. It's like those sex allegations. You don't know. It's
second page.
He's already on the job.
I don't want to turn around.
But,
You what?
Montel Williams.
And when my mom would tell a story, she would say, I went to the doctor today and I was leaving and this Mexican lady put, I was like, why'd you need to tell me her ethnicity, you know? But in this case, I do because it kind of translates the story a little bit better. Paige, what's that answer?
He had MS.
He did pass.
No, as far as I know,
oh, he still has it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so they don't know if he's alive or not.
No, he's still alive as far as I know.
The year was 92. I was a junior in high school.
So did you look it up or not?
He guessed.
I just looked it up that he has MS.
But is he alive?
Yes.
Okay, he's alive and has MS.
Getting an answer out of this woman's like pulling Tennessee toothpicks.
Well, you got to listen.
Ooh.
God.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you about Montel
Microaggressions.
Williams, a man with MS, and dated Kamala Harris.
And he was bald.
A little bit.
He's doing a show about a certain anniversary of the Holocaust. And a fellow black man stands up in his audience to ask, or not really ask a question, but to make this point. And I am shocked as the world that this aired on TV. You can tell they're quickly taking it to break as soon as he starts talking. But the fact that this got on TV is quite, quite shocking.
Of age. At that time, my whole family's wiped out.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes. The Holocaust is big business because Germany so far has given the Jews, I think, at least $200 billion. So it's big business. And some of you are still getting $1,000 a month. And a lot of people don't know this. And then people don't realize who brought the slaves to America. They were Jewish ships.
Take a break. Why did everybody start clapping?
I don't know.
That's hard.
As soon as he said Jewish ships, everybody started clapping. Like they were cute.
Maybe
almost.
They're big fans. I don't know. It was just so odd that that made it on TV.
How would he know that back then? When that kind of information was hard to get. If it's true, I don't know.
It's, you know, it's a, how does information go and go away? Like stuff that doesn't get, I mean, look at the Bible, you know, 1400s, they decided part of it was coming out and they canonized, left part of it out. So, you know, how did he know that at the time? I don't know.
Are you sure that wasn't Fritz Hollings?
It sounded just like it. That's why crazy. I wanted to point out like that this was a black man asking this of a black man on his show about the Holocaust. So I thought it was quite shocking that was being talked about on television and taped. You know, it wasn't live, so
he was not expecting that.
No, boy, he took it to break fast.
Can we go back to this guy again? Can we just one more time?
Is that guy still alive?
Is he still here? Give him a shirt.
This guy, the Whistler, we'll call him, is a big fan of Zaxby's. But he might make you not want to eat chicken wings ever again. Or he might turn you on. I don't know. But he, not only is he a Whistler, but he's a little dirty back there.
Oh. Guys. Oh, I went up there to the local Zaxby's for lunch. Oh, and buddy, I didn't realize you got to get buck naked to eat one of them kicking chicken sandwiches. Oh, between the sauce and the sweat, buddy, I done ruined my white T-shirt. Oh, I got sauce everywhere, just up behind my damn ears. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and they gave me every napkin in the restaurant. But guys, I done pulled out my billfold, had sauce all over my singles somehow. Oh, I'm fixing to have to go rinse. I feel like I got some that traveled down to my ass crack. Oh, anyhow, guys, y'all holler at me. Oh, I'll get back with you once I get cleaned up. And I might need me a gal that knows how to get some stains out. Oh, so guys, in the meantime, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Change the battery in that fire alarm,
it
too, by
like,
the way.
Like he ate a parakeet.
It sounds, God, it's just like a parakeet and a fire alarm that the battery's going dead.
I
can't. Somebody change. I can't even whistle.
I can't do it.
Change the mannequin.
Is he doing, like, is that just like a real guy and he just does like a
yeah, that's the way he talks and he's got the camera like right up on his face.
Like the S's, he had a hard time with that.
Down on my crack. God, it's so piercing too.
Very piercing. Like the pagoda. Wow. Fat boy, I said I was going to ask Paige this question. Paige, yep. Let's say that Trixie 4, The Return of Ghost Horror, is coming out in theaters. Yeah. That's the working title.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you've heard of Ghost Dad. Say hello to Ghost Horror. Paige, the movie's coming out. You're on York Carolina, and they're asking you questions. And they do that weird question where they say, hey, when it comes to food, what's your favorite dish? What would you say?
Oh, boy. Lasagna.
Are you? I swear to God, I was just about to say 2 pounds of lasagna.
2 pounds?
So I'll say 2 pounds of steak.
That cost about $80 at the Caprice.
I think that's probably the only thing I... Yeah.
If you wear Caprice, 2 Caprices have
She says lasagna. Fat boy, not an actor, but what's your favorite dish?
I'll say steak.
Here's what Demi Lovato said.
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish... I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
You dumbass, if she wasn't hot
my
as hell.
My God. I mean, my Lord.
God.
This is a woman who said she was an alien for some time. It's a woman who said that she was pan or asexual, whatever.
Yeah, she couldn't figure it out. She's one of those.
One of that kind of thing.
But she was incorrect. I think she should have said cup.
Oh.
But you see, you hear
that's
that.
That's like what you'd like to take off male strippers.
You look at her and you're like, hey, hang on a second. I might be able to put up with this for a little bit.
Dead behind the eyes, but what a body.
Yeah, God.
That's, you kind of need a little bit of both, right?
Get a little mix.
Yeah. At first, I was like, she's singing about the root beer. But when she went on to talk about, because you can hold hot things, like coffee or tea.
That would be a mug.
You big Demi.
Well, we're all about the food today, right?
All about it, always.
Mm-hmm. These two guys go to the store. And one guy, I guess he stole a pizza, but you won't believe where he pulled it out from.
When I come out the damn store, right, this motherfucker right here done pulled out of, we sit down inside the car and everything.
Yeah.
I said, Payday, I think I just want to chill right here for a moment. He pulls out a pizza. Right out of his f***ing pocket.
Pulls pizza out of my pocket.
I looked over there, I said, where the hell you get the damn pizza from, man?
I was hungry. I was hungry, man. I said,
I don't even think I want you right here no more.
Now, these are two skinny, methed out white kids in the trailer talking about going to the...
You know what? Okay. God.
Yeah.
Man. See, that's why things like that are interesting. Because in my mind, this was like...
Yeah, me too, till I saw it. And I'm
this
like,
is like Rollo and Grady from Sanford and Son sitting around talking about, dipping at the convenience store, grabbing some, ganking some food.
Was the pizza still in the box?
I don't know. See, he's talking about pulling it out of his pocket. Did he roll it up? Was it a Totino's?
Like, was it a personal pan or was it like a freaking like tombstone?
It might have been a pan.
I'm thinking it's frozen.
It's a big ass pocket.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How much time do we have here? How much time do we have here?
We got a good 7 minutes.
If we...
You think, okay, so is that not enough time to...
No. It's just a funny little off-the-cuff bit idea that I had an idea to do. Okay, we can do it, but I need you to help me out with one piece of element.
Okay. Do I need a Smokey and the Bandit? Or?
No, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Would you please give me the theme song for Spellenberg?
Oh, God. Hang on a second.
Oh, the eye roll. This hussy beside me. Oh, Lord. She just gave me like the... Oh, I didn't found a lipstick on your collar, boy.
Yeah. Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. My ball.
Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
My ball.
The reason I'm doing that.
Town.
Forgot.
Chesney to Greenville.
That's a long
spelling champ, whether from East
we'll cut it short after the first little
can you beat the caller?
Part.
That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so they just, Scripps just had the National Spelling Bee, which, is a big deal. Which I'm surprised people still win it, because we talked about earlier, kids are stupid now.
You sure it's not the Crips National Spelling Bee and you said it wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said
it. There's an S at the beginning and the end, but no T, oddly enough. It sounds like scripts.
What's the origin of that
like,
word?
I gotta go to CVS, get my scriptions.
My scripts.
Scripts. So they did this thing where each, they went through and found out which word each state has the hardest time spelling. And I thought it would be fun if we did like a little funny head-to-head here.
So
and
I
also,
assume.
As a former Spelling Bee champion, I feel as though I shouldn't participate.
You should.
Because you already know
now
the
you
words.
Do use that's, that.
And I have.
That's kind of stupid.
Yes.
You use
well,
that title for evil.
It would be dumb for me to participate if I've already seen all the words.
Yeah.
Use that title for evil, by the way, but you know.
What, Spellingberg?
Yeah.
Or Spelling Bee.
You do
Jamie?
Like to point out when people misspell.
Well, I mean.
Constantly.
Maybe I was called to be a teacher in another life. Who knows? All right, so what I thought.
Not a sex ed teacher.
The thing would be best. I was never taught.
You weren't allowed to take it?
That's crazy.
You can pick a state off the board. That's what we'll do. So you pick the state, I'll say the word, and then you have to spell it.
All right, she can pick first.
All right, and then if she doesn't get it right, you can steal for bonus points. All right, Paige, pick your state.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Paige, the word is quiet, like, the word is quiet, like, it is quite cold in here.
Oh, quite.
Quite. That's why I said it, but no, listen, bitch, that's why I said it right. Paige, she held it up for me, but remember, we are a radio show, so read out what you wrote.
That's going to be hilarious.
Quiet, Q-U-I-E-T, or quiet, Q-U-I-T-E.
Well, you spelled it the same way both ways.
No.
Okay, so if I, now look, I did say quiet at the first,
you
but if
listening.
I said, if I said, it's quite cold, one answer.
Q-U-I-T-E.
Correct.
Hey, you got that one.
Okay. Paige is on the board with one.
Ding-a-ling. All
right. Paige, you remain in control of the board. Pick another state.
You want to see my prissy?
No, I need a state name, please.
California.
California.
I knew she'd pick that one.
The word is different, like different strokes for different folks.
The world just don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Mr. Drummer, what you talking about, Willis? Different.
D-I-F-F. E-R-E-N-T.
That is correct, Paige.
Dang.
My gosh, she might just run the board.
She's nailing them, so other people can't spell these words? Tell's wrong with people.
Well, in these states, sure. Paige, another state.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Take your shirt off, swish it around your head.
This is so wild. Like a helicopter.
Yep.
The word is spaghetti.
I might get this wrong.
Spaghetti. I guess not a lot of Italians live there. I don't know. I've never looked at their...
S-P-A-G-H-T-T-I.
It's incorrect.
Okay. Oh.
Fat boy for the steal. And if you don't get this one right, I don't believe you. Spaghetti.
S-P-A-G-H-E. That's where I lose it. T-I. One T.
Incorrect as well.
God dang, I knew that would be the one.
S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-I.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't have an E in there.
Like the pitcher Dave Spaghetti.
That was Rigetti.
That's what it was.
All right.
That was Rigatoni.
So, Fat Boy, you remain, Paige, you're in control of the board because you both got it wrong.
God,
I wrote it down right.
That don't count.
I mean, did she? Yeah, but you wrote it down right, but you missed the E when you said it. This is great.
Well, she did write it down right. She just didn't say it right. And I think
I'm
on Jeopardy.
A very visual person. When it comes to spelling.
I believe that. Like, I think you see, like, little trolls standing around right now.
I do.
All right, pick another state. Let's blow this break.
Boston. You said state, right?
Yeah, I said state.
I'm sorry. Massachusetts.
You can't make this
Tomorrow
spin up.
We're going to do a geography quiz. All right, Massachusetts, you said.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact they can spell their state name. I just want to
add. I can't.
The page, the word that Massachusettsans have a tough time with spelling is schedule.
Oh.
And that's a word I know you probably.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
It's Charlatans from Charlotte.
And just say it for me. Just
S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E.
That is correct. Paige is schooling you, man.
I was thinking she was spelling cheddar for some reason.
I tell you what, God bless. The Boston thing was gold.
All right, maybe I get to pick one to mix it up here.
I think so, too.
All right, let's go Texas. Texas. You all want to be your own country anyway, so.
Oh, I mean, this one's easy.
See what you can't spell.
Recycle.
Oh, yeah, I can do that one.
Yeah, of course.
R-E-S-I-C-L-E. Give me one that's on. Give me a hard one.
Okay, I'll
you pick.
You know, Virginia also had spaghetti, which was kind of strange.
Recycle.
Okay, I think, this was one that I would have to also write down and maybe sound a... Minnesota has a tough time. Just scream your name if you want to go at it and go first. Minnesota can't spell the word ukulele.
Oh, I'll try that one.
All right, go ahead.
U-K-E-L...
You're already wrong.
Already?
Yeah. It's okay. Paige?
I don't know if it's a...
Oh, U-K-A-L-A-Y.
Paige says St. Paul is her answer. Minnesota can't spell ukulele.
I can't either. I don't know if it's...
Try it.
U-K-U-H.
Remember, folks, she's a very visual person.
She is. L-A-Y.
Spell visual, fat boys.
I don't know.
V-I-Z-U-A-L.
All right, Paige, how do you spell ukulele?
U-K-A-L-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Well, you can't spell it either.
Ukulele.
Just for...
What the hell even is it?
Just for doo-doos and laughs.
He can tell you what it looks like.
Ukulele. It's that little tiny guitar that Hawaiians play.
Okay.
Pan Americans? I don't know what you call it.
U-K-K-E. L.
Oh, good Lord. You're doing it on purpose now.
Well, who the hell can spell ukulele?
I don't know.
Who the hell can even show you what it is? Can they spell fraud?
U-K-U-L-E-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do one more as we go to break. The last word.
Can they spell daycare fraud?
This one's on here. Three different states can't spell this word, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have spelled it right either. Hand to God. The word is bougie.
Paige, that's a Paige word all day.
Man, I'll tell you what, the way I see it and the way I've written it, it is not.
I don't know if it's right, but it B-O-U-G-I-E.
B-O-U-G-I-E is correct.
I've never seen this spelled that way.
I spell it B-O-U-J-E-E.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Let me look. Who's saying my girl being
right.
Bougie?
You're right, Paige. Yeah, bougie. It's like Dougie with a B. It's like... Teach me how to bougie. Teach me how to bougie.
Okay, makes look. Uzi Vert. That's the way it's spelled in the system here. Uzi Vert. B-O-U-J-E-E.
Yeah, but that's...
That might be someone's last name.
Yeah, but like the term, like the name Dougie, it's with a B, is buggy, not... So is Dougie pronounced bougie?
I think it's spelled like Dougie, like
God,
just with an I-E.
Oklahoma can't spell Chihuahua. Pennsylvania can't spell maintenance. I can't say Pennsylvania. And
Chihuahua's hard.
All right, last
Chihuahua's
one. Going to break on Wyoming's word Chihuahua. Go.
C H U.
Wrong.
Already?
It ain't Chihuahua.
I even have one. I can't spell it.
All right, what is it? V A G I N A.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she writing it down?
I am, but it's not right.
What is it?
It's not right.
What did you write?
C-H-U-A-H-A. I don't know.
Look at it. Because she wrote it down. What does that look like? What does
Let
it say?
Let me see.
It's wrong.
Would you know what it was if she showed that to you?
Which one are you pointing at? That one there?
Yeah, it's not right.
She wrote C-H-V-A-H-A. Chahaha.
That's a U.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.